You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it is time to talk sports with Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. And John, I was where it was hot, it was sunny, and the Lions were not on the TV yesterday. But when I landed in Detroit in the evening, certainly didn't take long to hear grumbling about the Lions on the shuttle bus to the parking lot. Is this justified, the fan grumbling and growling in that 26-24 loss to the Cowboys?
Yes and no. I'd say on the micro scale, no, in the sense that the team played quite well. Stafford was amazing. The quarterback was 24 for 30. Golden Tate, his receiver with the unbelievably cool name, Golden Tate, his real name, by the way.
Yeah.
He had a phenomenal day. So they played great on offense. Defense let him down. And there were some crazy calls by the refs, as well as some dumb penalties by the Lions. So
Taking
the macro of 50 years of watching this, that, yeah, of course you're justified grumbling about the Lions because this is what they do.
And here we see the Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott. He had, 240 yards between running and receiving. Fourth best performance in Cowboy history. So what does that tell us about the Lions' defense?
Exactly what you think it does. The Cowboys have been around for more than 50 years now. They've had a phenomenal run of great tailbacks. If that's the fourth best performance of all time, that is rarefied air, and of course it is against the Lions, who cannot win a game that matters on the road.
And so was the win over New England a fluke?
Yes.
Boom. So the 1-3 Lions are hosting the 2-1-1 Packers next Sunday. What are your predictions for that?
More of the same. Oh. Aaron Rodgers, the phenomenal quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. If he's healthy in any way, shape, or form, they're going to lose. But also in that game, it's kind of cool, when you see Ford Field for a Packers-Lions game, it'll be about a third or so Packers fans because they can't get tickets in Green Bay to watch their team. It's like a 40-year wait list for tickets. So drive to Detroit, see your Packers play.
Over to Saturday's college football action. What do you think worked well for MSU in that 31-20 win over Central Michigan?
They won the game. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't great on offense or defense or coaching. But they found a way to win a game, and D'Antonio's teams, the head coach for Michigan State, they tend to start very slowly as they have this season. But you watch. By the time they get to a certain game, October 20th, I believe the Spartans will be ready for the Wolverines. So.
All right. And speaking of the Wolverines, that was a squeaker of a win over Northwestern, that 2017 win. I mean, it only took the lead with less than 4 minutes left in the game. Did you expect things to be that tight?
I did not expect this, but I did give out warnings last week before the game that Northwestern always plays Michigan very tough. 4 out of the last 5 games have come down to the wire or overtime, and they should not really be that competitive with Michigan, given they've got 2- and 3-star players versus 4s and 5s, but they're extremely well-coached. They're very smart. They're very disciplined. They're a nasty team to play in all the best ways, and they were ahead, as you know, 17-0 early on in this game. So this game will not impress the pollsters. Michigan moved down a spot and should have.
Yep.
But I think it did a lot of good internally for the Wolverines to show the defense. They could go on lockdown. The last, I think, 6 possessions were all 3 and outs, ending in sacks.
Got
and the offense
out.
Could grind their way to a victory on the road, which this team has not been very good last year on the road. Mm-hmm. So that was, in many ways, an important victory for the Wolverines.
And as you mentioned, Wolverines slipped a spot, dropping to 15th. Spartans went up a spot to number 20. So looking ahead next weekend, Michigan State will be hosting Northwestern and Michigan hosting Maryland. What are your predictions there?
Same thing with Michigan State. You know already to watch out for the Wildcats. They are 1-3. I don't care. Watch out. They're smart. They're good. And their quarterback is for real. Michigan is playing Maryland, a team with all kinds of problems, including their coach currently suspended, DJ Durkin. And this is a trap game for Michigan because Maryland is not that good right now. But coming up after Maryland is the gauntlet of 3. Wisconsin at Michigan State and Penn State, 3 of the best teams in the Big Ten. And if they look forward even 5 minutes, they're going to lose. So they should beat Maryland, should beat them handily, but take care of business at home.
Red Wings, they're opening the regular season this Thursday night on home ice against Columbus. Wings won 7 and lost 1 in the preseason. And I know you always say preseason don't matter, but
unless you lose,
you know, that one loss, and then they turn right around. That was against Toronto, and they turn right around and beat them very nicely the next night. So what do you take away from that preseason as we head into the regular season?
Not much, as I usually do, because most teams are playing their JVs, basically the junior varsities, to see who's going to make the team. They use it as tryouts, essentially. However, after a very disappointing couple years, the team showed no energy, no spark down the stretch last year. This team seems to be into it. They seem to have good young energy, and those are positives. I still would not reserve your playoff tickets yet. I don't think that's going to happen, but it's a small but positive sign.
Michigan Radio's sports commentator, John Eubank. Thanks, John.
Thank you.